We're starting a new Masechta called Maisa Sheni, the first Mishnah. Maisa Sheni is like its name, the second Maisa one takes out from the produce. This of the 7-year Shemitah cycle, the first, the second, and the fourth and the fifth years one takes out the Maisa Sheni, and the third and sixth one takes out Maisa Oni. The law of Maisa Sheni is that one has to bring it to Yerushalayim, or you can redeem it and bring the money to Yerushalayim. Maisa Sheni is a discussion whether it's considered like your money or it's considered Momon Gavoya that has a certain type of kedusha which limits your use of it. And our Mishnah is going according to the opinion that Maisa Sheni is Momon Gavoya, has special kedusha. That's what the Rav says, that Tivega brings, that there are some Yishonim that hold that outside of Yerushalayim everybody agrees that Maisa Sheni is Momon Gavoya. We will might treat Maisa Sheni as Momon Gavoya. So, Ein Moichim Oiso. You're not allowed to sell Maisa Sheni because it has this Kedusha. You're limited in what you can do with it. Ein Mashkim Oiso. If you took a loan, you can't use it as a security for your loan. Ein Machlifim Oiso. You can't exchange it with somebody else. Lo Shokum Kenegdo. You shouldn't use it as a counterweight to weigh some other food. Lo Yom Adon Lechavi Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim person shouldn't tell his friend, Hey Lech Yayim, the Tamei Shemin. Let's barter wine for oil, because it's all type of sale. The chen shal kol peiros, even if they're only type of maitzah shem and rabbanim, you have to offer to exchange them or sell them. But maitzah shem is a matzah sinim. Each one can give the other one a gift, even though it ends up that the one who has the wine now has the oil, the one who has the oil has the wine. But since it wasn't made in the format of a transaction of a sale, that's permitted.